The Youth Employment Service, or YES, is a South African not-for-profit, and it's making impressive strides in creating quality work opportunities for unemployed youth. It's working with more than 1,900 companies and has created more than 79,000 work opportunities in a period of 3 years, injecting 4.4 billion rand into the economy through youth salaries, all with no government funding. YES for Youth breaks the experience trap that prevents young people from climbing up the ladder of opportunity. In return, business can receive up to 2 levels up on their BEE scorecard. To discuss this further, we're joined by Leanne Emery-Hunter, Chief Marketing and Client Officer at YES for Youth. Leanne, thanks for joining us. YES for Youth is making a difference amongst the youth of South Africa, but for those who've never heard about it, just explain what it is and how the program works.
The Youth Employment Service is in existence to try and break this unemployment trap that so many young South Africans face. You know, around 60% of youth in South Africa currently are unemployed, and what we need is to create that first work opportunity so you can break that trap where I can't get experience without a job and I can't get a job without experience. So we work with the private sector to create opportunities for young people. Businesses can host youth in their own organizations as part of their normal pipeline management system, or they can sponsor youth jobs in NPOs, in undercapacitated sectors, and in return for creating these vital opportunities for youth, a business can gain 1 or 2 levels up on their BEE scorecard, or they can really integrate this into some of their sustainability strategies. So particularly, for example, in the mining industry, we've seen that YES and our model where youth are placed in jobs in communities is a wonderful way to help mining organizations deliver on their social and labor plans.
Okay, you are offering something called the YES Turnkey Solution, and that integrates with companies' environmental, social, and governance, or ESG strategies, as it's called. And it also can integrate with the Sustainable Development Goals, the SDGs. But explain from a mining company's point of view how this could be adapted and used to align with the mining charter.
So we've done a lot of work in the last 3 years on developing this turnkey solution. And what this is for any business that is unable to host youth within their own organization, we have 33 vetted host or implementation partners, and these implementation partners work in undercapacitated sectors. So these are generally NPOs and SMEs, sectors like healthcare, education, conservation, digital, SMME development, and corporates are sponsoring jobs in these sectors. And so not only are they creating opportunities for these young South Africans, but the jobs themselves have such an amazing impact within communities. So, you know, we've seen queuing times in clinics decreasing, access to HIV treatment. You know, so how this is working is that businesses are not only getting the BEE benefit, but they are able to actually report on some of the impact that these jobs are creating. And for the mining industry specifically, we've been working with mining companies in terms of how to help them to deliver on their social and labor plans. So we would go into communities, into mining communities with our corporate sponsors and help them to create opportunities for young people, at the same time building these communities around the mine. So in trying to develop these thriving communities, the jobs that we are assisting them in creating are really building the communities and assisting SMEs in the communities by capacitating them. And this is just a really wonderful solution for mining organizations in order to be able to deliver on their local economic development plans and really deliver on the promises in their social and labor plans.
When we previously spoke to YES for Youth, we heard about some interesting examples of youth who were working with doctors, for example, to make sure that patients attended their next appointment that they had with the doctor. But can you give us some examples of companies participating in the YES Turnkey solution and how it benefited them?
You know, we have We have businesses ranging from the financial sector to the mining sector that this is really able to integrate into their environmental, social, and governance strategies and their sustainability goals. So, for example, we may have a company that is really focused on creating green jobs. And in that case, they would work with our conservation implementation partners, and we would assist them in placing youth in jobs in conservation. We, from the healthcare sector, we have, you know, we have FMCG companies, we have healthcare companies, we have mining companies that are creating jobs in the healthcare sector. So, you know, we've got one program where over 71 youth are employed in roles in the clinic, in clinics in the healthcare sector. These are HIV testers, community coordinators, and general support staff. And this provides youth with both fantastic work experience and greatly improves HIV testing, tracing, and prevention awareness within these communities. I think we've had over 24,000 HIV tests with 100% proficiency in just one of the IPs that we're working with. So, and IPs are implementation partners. So we really see that not only are these jobs creating this critical first chance for the young person that's being employed, but also the real meaningful impacts in the communities. And another major challenge that we as South Africans face is the issue of spatial inequality, and that so many young South Africans have to travel far in order to reach urban areas and actually be employed in order to be more employable. But what's wonderful about this model is that these youth are actually employed in communities, you know, reduces their commute, and they're able to make a real meaningful impact within their communities.
Okay, let's talk about the youth for a minute. How do they benefit specifically? I mean, I would imagine you're talking about rural communities there, the difficulties that the youth have in actually accessing the marketplace for jobs. So has this had a transformative effect in some of these rural communities where you are operating?
Absolutely. You know, research shows that the best way to become employable is to get a job and get work experience. And that's really what the Youth Employment Service is trying to do, is to break that experience trap and provide that first work opportunity for young people, and particularly young people that are not in, you know, Sandton CBD and Cape Town Centre. Is how are we providing these opportunities for youth? In addition to that, you know, there's really a bit of a gap between the jobs that are being provided as well as the skills that are coming out. So I think we know the jobs are being created in the first economy. You know, all of these industries are creating opportunities for skilled young people. But I think in the last stats that I've seen, you know, less than 50% of the young people entering the labor market have a matric. So there's really a mismatch here. So the wonderful thing about this turnkey model is that young people are able to be placed in jobs in communities that don't necessarily require a degree or any high level of qualification. So it's really providing them with that opportunity, and they are able to do work that's really making an impact. And we know that a job or a work experience makes a young person three times more employable. For a young woman, actually, interestingly, a CV and a reference letter means that they are doubly likely to win the job when they're in an interview. So it's really about breaking this trap. And to date, we're seeing that around 40% of youth exiting the program or getting full-time employment within the hosts that they are placed at. But either way, they're three times more employable when they go back into the workforce.
Final question is about the benefit to the country. What's the long-term vision for this program in terms of job creation opportunities and economic upliftment? I mean, 79,000 work opportunities created over 3 years, 4.4 billion rand injected into the economy through salaries and so on. Where do you see this in 5 or 10 years?
We are sitting right now on the biggest crisis that South Africa faces. If 60% of our young people are currently unemployed, what does that mean for the future of South Africa, not just for business, our economy, our nation? So at the Youth Employment Service, we are trying to find more and more innovative ways to work with businesses in order to break this experience trap, get youth into jobs so that they can quickly become economically active and participate in the economy and become future customers and future taxpayers. You know, we are of our Yes Youth, 88% come from grant recipient households, and I think about 90% have dependents. So the immediate effects of that salary on families and communities just ripples immediately. And, you know, when the Youth Employment Service started, we were really focused on how do we use this BEE incentive that we have to get corporates to join the Youth Employment Service. But now, with our turnkey model, we're seeing that beyond BEE, this is a real solution for businesses, and particularly now looking at the mining industry with Mining Indaba around the corner, is how do we integrate jobs beyond BEE? And we're finding that our turnkey solution is a wonderful way for businesses to create opportunities for youth that doesn't have to be placed in their own organizations. These opportunities are building, uplifting, building thriving communities and integrating so seamlessly with businesses' ESG and SDG strategies.
That's certainly one of the most inspiring stories we've heard in a long while, and we certainly look forward to tracking the progress of the Youth Employment Service program in the coming years. Leanne Emery-Hunter, we're going to leave it there. Thanks very much for joining us.